and happy and live in the parade of my people's Avalon. God. Who is like unto the Lord our God? Yea, he could live wherever he chooses, the Lord of heaven and earth and all the universe. But he hath chosen to live among and in his people. I, the Lord God, and live in the praises of my people, saith the Lord. Oh, yeah. Oh, oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
of the Lord my God, who created heaven and earth, now chooses to dwell among his people. Who is like unto the Lord thy God, he that does inhabit and live among his people.
Hallelujah. be seated. The love of God revealed through His Son by the Spirit moving makes us all one. The glory and grace that rest on His people is a sight to behold and makes the world wonder made. The love of God revealed through His Son is something to behold as the Spirit makes us one. The grace and glory that moves on His people is amazing to the world. They don't understand the age of grace and the glory of a loving God even melts the stone and the mountains fall down. Every valley does rise, every crooked way made straight by the love of our God revealed through His Son. Oh, the glory of Jesus is something to behold as it clothes on His people by the Holy Ghost. Oh, the fire of the Father that burns inside His Son is felt by all, by the love of one. For the earth, but
been you, not the love. And the grace of a father by the Holy Ghost that moves through his son. Oh, the love of God resting on his people is something to behold as he makes them one. The whirlwind of joy, whirlwinds of love, the sea of blood and the fountains of grace. there's nothing that I won't do to protect my heritage that I placed in you and deliver the earth to my begotten son. According to my covenant, through suffering he won. For this area. Many of you didn't realize it, but the very moment the Lord set him in this area, put him in the ministry, he also placed upon you the responsibility to supply his material needs. Ooh, the love of God is something to behold as it moves through and makes us one. The grace of God, like honey from the vine, it moves on the brain, all the way down in the vine. The love of God is something to behold. Something to behold. as it moves through his son and makes us all one. The age of grace and the juice of it love move from the fruit into the branch in the vine, and it flows around from one to the other, and it draws her need and makes them one. Oh, the love of God is something to behold as it moves through his son and makes us all one. The juice from the grape flows down in the branch from one to another, all down in the vine. Oh, the love of God has now come down and has moved through his people and has stirred all around. Ties them together so they all feel as one. The love of a father revealed through his son. Something to behold when it's given in love. It waters your soul, and the blessing you receive, it is hard to hold as it swells inside you and enlarges your soul. Oh, the love of God is something to behold as it moves through his son and makes us all one. Oh, the spirit of life, which is the blood of life, flows from one another through the Father and the Son. Thank you. the silver thread that reaches into the veil is the spirit of life. Let your love us inhale and breathe it out in service to others and bring the heaven down and fill the soul. Oh, the love of God is something to behold, moving through his Son, makes us all one. When the one has a need, the other's heart cry out. The windows of heaven are open and spill out. By the blessing of a few obedient, all are blessed. That's the rule of God. You can have a whole group of disobedient and hard-hearted. If you get just one or two obedient in that group, two, then the Lord begins to pour his blessing out upon that two obedient. And then all begin to draw onto those that got the blessing. We had that privilege today. We saw two get blessed. Two obedient people. Counsel had been given out to some. Some had half-hearted obeyed it. Others had put it off. Lord, what? He said, get two obedient people. That's been obedient in spite of all their battling and running around since they come into kingdom. He said, place them right out in the midst and give them their counsel. Oh, and said, this will bring everything moving. Okay, and that's what we did. Oh. Didn't hear that tape today, you need to listen to it. But now we want to go through this in principle again. Whatever the Lord says, we want to receive an overflow of that blessing that they received this morning to familiarize you with what's going on, so that you can bring forth through that tape your gifts and your ministry. That is, if you want to do it his way. He said, I give you the way of perfection. Hath been received.
So I want all of you to look here towards me, but I don't want you looking at me now. I want you to look right there above me. Oh, right up in there. Oh, you can hear me, but I want you looking at Jesus. You're looking at me. All right, if you want to look at me, I'm not much to look at, but you're looking at Jesus is what really brings you in the perfection in your ministry. One of the principles of God in the Scripture through one of His Old Testament people, the Old Testament prophet began to cry out and said, Lord, I'm afraid to speak. Said, I know I've got to speak, but said, I don't know who is obedient or who is wicked, and said, I don't know how to judge, and I don't know what to speak, and said, besides, every time when I look in their eyes, said, I get scared to death. The Lord said, well, that's no problem. Said, receive my words, prophesy them unto me, and said, I will settle the words on the obedient and draw them unto me, and said, I'll fling fire upon the disobedient, and you'll be standing there free. Oh, said, you don't have to know a whole lot. Said, just look at me and speak unto me and let me do the thing that's supposed to be done. Oh, said, you don't even have to look at the people. Said, I'm the one that makes the separation. And that's what we want to begin to do right now. Just look at him right there above us, Lord Jesus. Look now on me, one like the Son of Man, clothed with a garment all the way down to my feet. My eyes shining with fire of love for you, fire at my counter now shines out on you. Ooh. Look at him right there above. Don't look at me now, look at him right up there. The glory around my head, that's white as snow, is the glory of my Father, the Ancient of Days. As you look on me, whisper, Lord, I receive him. Then that glory close on you makes us both one. Ooh. Feel it close down upon you. Pull you to him and make you one with him. Pull you in a state of obedience where you can get this blessing. Keep looking at him. Look right up here where he is. Don't close your eyes. Look up there. See him begin to appear there in the spirit. In love I now give my counsel to you. My yoke that's so easy, my burden that's lying. I stand before you, so look on my face and feel me cover you with my glory and grace. Feel it move down on you.